This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities. Today we welcome Ellie Cagle and Ellie Gray from the Sitka High School girls basketball team, and I should say the Region 5 champion Sitka High School basketball girl team. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Let's turn to Ellie Gray. We've got two Ellies here today and talk about, hey, congratulations. You're just coming back from this weekend at the tournament in Ketchikan?
Right, yep.
All right, and you were in the championship against what team?
Petersburg.
Right, so let's go back a little bit and talk about how you got to be in the championship game in the Petersburg. You had a season that started back in December, correct?
Right.
Tell me approximately how many games you played over the season and how your season went.
We played about 14 games, and we actually had about an even winning-losing record. And so going into this tournament, we were excited what we could see, what we could do.
Right. I know in the you play in the 3A region conference with Petersburg and Mount Edgecombe. So during the course of the season, Ellie, you play both Petersburg and Mount Edgecombe four times, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me how you did against your conference foes.
Well, against Petersburg, we actually did not win a game when we played them during the season, but they were all very close, and so it really could have gone either way. And then for Mount Edgecombe, we beat them the first two or three times, and then we lost them the last two games we played.
So, Ellie, you get through your first your season here at Sitka High School. And tell me about how many years have you been on the varsity program here in Sitka?
This is my first year.
Yeah, where'd you come from, Ellie?
Eau River, Alaska.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we talked a little bit beforehand, and you said that this is your first year of varsity basketball, too.
Yes.
And in the starting lineup for the team?
No.
Okay, but you get some good playing time, I understand.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And so... So then you get through the season, you go in the tournament, you're ranked three in the tournament. Who's your first game against?
Petersburg, of course.
And how'd that game turn out?
We lost that one.
So you're into this, five losses in a row to a good Petersburg team,
right.
I understand. Tell me how those games in the past had gone, though.
In one of our games, we had to go into double overtime and... had to battle it out to the end. And then the other games, we were all about 5 points away from beating them.
So there still must have been some confidence in the team, even at that point in the what's
yes.
going on.
Yes,
so.
And our coaches were great about it, too. They knew how to inspire us. And our coach goes, after we lost against Petersburg, she said, well, we better get them the next game unless you want a 6-0 losing winning record against them. And so no one wanted that. And so... it drove us forward to get better.
Yeah, Ellie, give a shout out to your coaches, names and the like of.
Sure, thank you very much to Coach Lundvik, Coach Richard Krupa, and Coach Mindy Bartolaba.
Right, and Sandra Ludvink is her first year here.
You know,
so she gets a Region 5 championship her first year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've lost to Petersburg, but your confidence is still high. What's next in the tournament?
Next, we play Mount Edgecombe, and it's the game, the elimination game for one of us. And the game was pretty close the whole way, and then we finally pulled it out in the end. And so then we would be facing Petersburg the next day.
So the way that the tournament's run, it's a double elimination tournament. So you go into the championship, the first championship game against Petersburg again. And you've got to beat them twice, right?
Yes.
How'd that first game against Petersburg? Obviously, you won, but what kind of score did you have?
We won by 9 points, I think. And it was a really amazing feeling to know that we had lost so many times to them, and then finally won and did what we needed to do. And our coaches took great care of us beforehand, and we had a pretty ideal schedule for us. We had a lot of good rest time, and then practice schedules helped us prepare for it.
Right. So you're headed in the championship game, and by the way, let me speak to Ellie Cagle here for a moment. Ellie, you're a senior on the team, I understand?
Yeah.
And you're sitting over there, no one else can see but me, but you've got a sling on your arm.
Yeah.
That first championship game against Petersburg, are you playing in that game?
No.
What happened, Ellie?
Well, in the Mount Edgecombe game in, like, the third quarter, I went to grab a rebound, and the girl hooked my arm and pulled it back, and something popped in there, and it went numb, so.
All right. Well, you're headed to state here in is it next weekend or the weekend after?
I think it's next weekend.
Yeah. All right. Are you going to be able to be ready to play by then?
We're trying, I guess. I've going to PT, and we're doing everything we can to make sure I'm able to play.
All right.
Yeah.
So back to Ellie Gray, because I want to let her follow through on this tournament run here. You win by 9 points against Peterborough. You go into the if game, we call, against Peterborough, having just won. How does that game start out?
You know, it actually, we had the confidence that we would win. You don't want to go into a game being overconfident, but you want to feel sure. And I think before the game, as we're driving to the game, everyone had their game faces on and we're just ready to go. And it felt good to be a part of that. And then the first 2 minutes, our coach told us to win those 2 minutes. And we did by 15 points. So we got 15 points to zero in the first.
Nice newspaper article says that out of those 15 points, you ran up about five of them. Zoe Krupa had eight, and Sid had a couple points too.
And Haley Deckinger got our first 5 points.
Okay. That sounds great. Let's speak to, you did have kind of a star, or kind of not a star, play in the tournament. Sid Riggs averaged around 20, 25 points for you during the course of the tournament. How is it to have a player who can really fill it up like that?
It's amazing, and she's one of those players that you can really count on to do what needs to be done, and it feels good to have that assuredness that you have that leader on the court.
Right. Ellie Cagle, tell me about the experience of being in Ketchikan for the tournament. Give us a little insight on how it felt to be there and in a winning team.
Well, just being there with, like, such a great team this year felt really good. I mean, I could depend on any girl on the team to just come off the bench and play, 2 minutes as hard as they can. And, I mean, I'm really happy with how things went this season, especially being at our senior year and all. And so, but, I mean, winning was just, felt amazing to actually have such a great team and then go into a great position at state, too, so.
Ellie, a lot of hard work goes into practicing and playing for basketball. I understand you play some other sports. You're headed into a track season, correct?
Yeah.
Wow, what do you run in track?
I run 200, high jump and long jump, and then some relays.
So you're able to keep your grades up in your classes with all this extracurricular work?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on that. We think that's great when you can do both stuff.
Thanks.
And you headed off to a college maybe next year?
Yeah, maybe to Northwest Christian University and hopefully to run track there.
That's great. Ellie Gray, then headed to state next year. What's the confidence level of the team for that?
We're very confident. We play Anchorage Christian School the first game in state, and we beat them by quite a bit last time. And so I think we're in a pretty good spot right now.
Yeah, I read in the paper, Coach talked about having, the best conference in the state, and that prepares you. Do you feel that way, having those great teams, Peterborough and Mount Edgecombe, to play all year?
Yeah, definitely. And I do agree with that. I think we're the best three teams in the state, and when you play at such a high level, it brings you up and makes you get to that level.
Ellie Gray, what's next for you? I understand you have a little softball to play for Sitka High School.
Yep.
And then on to college?
Yes, I'll be playing softball in college at St. Lawrence University in New York.
All right. Well, congratulations, ladies. Really, and good luck up in the state tournament up in Anchorage. Is that where you're going here? And go get them. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.